Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on the two major party presidential candidates. And yes, there are differences. One is a Democrat and the other a demagogue. One is a woman who has big hands and the other isn't and doesn't. And as Michael Bloomberg put it, one of them is not insane. But this is America, damn it, where, yeah, sure, we acknowledge our differences. After all, each and every one of us is special and unique, like a baby snowflake. But this is a country that also celebrates what binds us together, and that Donald and the Hillary have an amazing amount of similarities. For instance, both are Americans who live in New York, are right-handed, and sport bulletproof hair. Both treat the truth with a disdain normally reserved for Zika-infested mosquitoes. Both of their spouses are beloved enablers of the tabloids. Each of them has the same connection to regular humans as a Learjet has in common with sourdough yeast. Both have unfavorable ratings higher than the guard geese downwind of a marijuana field on fire. Each is fond of mangling the English language while wearing a suit. Neither is an actual billionaire, and both are still picking the juicy wreckage of vanquished primary opponents from between their toes. Both have been in the public eye for decades, not always in a positive light, and each has problems with the new technology. One is stymied by emails and the other addicted to tweets. And finally, the two candidates do agree on one thing, and that is, if the other is elected on November 8th, it will result in a disaster, not just for the country, but the hemisphere, the planet, the solar system, and the universe. And the two have united millions who believe on this issue, they both may be right. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.